From the Bro Radio Newsroom, I'm Austin Sparks. Two men charged with murder are set to appear in Cardiff Crown Court following a car and motorbike crash. The incident took place in Newport last week, where 19-year-old Jaden Bowyer and 16-year-old Tashai Canoville were pronounced dead at the scene. 18-year-old Terrell Case and 34-year-old Joshua Williams were charged with murder at Newport Magistrates Court today, before their appearance in Cardiff on Tuesday. Former Cabinet Secretary for Transport Ken Skates has been appointed interim leader of Welsh Labour. Skates' appointment comes after former First Minister Eleanor Morgan lost her seat in the Senate. He stated that this signals the beginning of a process to understand where Labour went wrong in the election. Cardiff Penarth's newly elected member of the Senate, Anthony Slaughter, has promised to follow through on green objectives following the election. The leader of the Welsh Green Party congratulated Plaid Cymru on their victory and for defeating Reform UK. He stated that he aims to deliver on Green's manifesto pledges and future arrangements with Plaid. The Vale of Glamorgan Council have granted planning permission for a new 65-inch advertising board at Penarth Railway Station. The screen is set to display only static images and will be closely monitored to avoid distracting nearby road users and pedestrians. The D6 screen will replace an existing display at the station. A primary school in Barry has received high praise in its recent Eston report. All Saints Primary was lauded for an engaging curriculum as well as its strong community, with inspectors citing a good relationship between teachers, staff and students. In sport, Cardiff Devils have confirmed the signing of defenceman Nick Welsh. The Canadian joins from Manchester Storm ahead of the 2026-27 Elite League season, having scored 12 points and providing 54 assists in the league last year.
When my skin grows old, when my breath runs cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. Seconds from my heart, I put it from the door. Helpless I surrender, shackled by your love. Holding me like this, poison on your lips. Only when it's over, silence hit so hard. Cause it was almost love, it was almost love. It was almost love, it was almost love. When I love, it was almost. We bleed ourselves in vain. How tragic is this game? Turn around, I'm holding on to someone, but the love's gone. Carrying the load with wings that feel like stone. Knowing that we nearly fell so far, now it's hard to tell. Yeah, we came so close, it was almost love. It was almost love, it was almost love. When I I see you. other side. We can try all over again. When I it was almost love. It was almost love. It was almost love.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And what have we got on today's fantastic show? So we're going to have a look back at the Women's Six Nations latest round and have a look forward to the final Women's Six Nations game. We're also going to be having a look at what's been going on around the Vale with the sport, particularly the cricket, as cricket season is well upon us. And we're also going to have a preview towards the Barry Island 10K that takes place this Sunday at 10 a.m. All that and more here to come at Pro Radio.
They were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, I know it all. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. I never knew a guy who carried a mirror in his pocket and a comb up his sleeve just in case, and all that electro gel in your hair, I'd lock it, cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else. Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, me much. Yeah. You're one of those guys who likes to shine his machine. You made me take off my shoes before you let me get in. I can't believe you kiss your car goodnight. Now come on, baby, tell me. Must be joking, right? Oh, oh, you think you're something special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else. Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong. You're Elvis or something? That don't impress me.
your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. Well, we're going to have a quick look back now at the Women's Six Nations, and Wales were taking on Ireland in Ireland, and this again, it was an unfortunate Wales lost there, so they ended up losing that match 33-12. They were trailing 19-7 at half time, but again, Ireland again, they're one of the top nations in the Women's Six Nations as well, and it was a good effort. I mean, there's a 19-point deficit there, but there was some good performance and there was some good play there by Wales. There was certainly some real good move showing, and I think you can start seeing that the way that the Welsh team is going to play. But again, I think the Ireland were in some areas they were a little bit more game ready. There was some handling errors that you don't normally see from the Welsh team as well, which sort of confounded to some of the issues. But again, it's still an upward trajectory, and at the moment, it's performances that matter. And it was a good performance, and the wins will come. I can guarantee you they will come for this international Welsh team. But what have they got next to look forward to? So they've got Italy next, and they are taking Italy on Sunday, so that's Sunday the 17th, and they're the first game up, so they're kicking off at 12:15, and it's being played in Wales, so that will be to round off their Six Nations. But where are they currently in the table? So they are sitting bottom of the table. They've played four, lost four. They do have their two bonus points, one for four tries against England and one for coming between less than 7 points against Scotland, so they're still things to look forward to and be proud of. I think Italy are currently sitting on 7 points, so if Wales do get a bonus point victory, it'd make that very interesting, because there's only a 5 point gap there, and there's a Italy are sitting on minus 71 points as the points difference, on Wales on minus 95. So it'd only need a 10 to 15 point swing and Wales to score four tries and beat Italy without Italy scoring four tries, or coming within 7 points of Wales, and they could leapfrog them in the league as well there. So that would be a fine way to end campaign. The team are directly above Wales, Scotland. They're on 5 points, so they're 3 points ahead of Wales, and they've got a formidable match against Ireland to come as well. So again, there's a, you know, it's not in Wales's hands, but potentially they could come fifth in the table with a win against Italy, although it has been a long time since Wales have had a win in the Six Nations. But I can see it coming. There's definitely signs of improvement and development, and I think it's just going to be one of those matters of waiting. But when they do get their first win, I think they're going to go on a roll, and the wins are going to keep coming after that. But that sort of brings you pretty much up to date with where you are in the Women's Six Nations competition with one game to go. We're also going to be bringing you the cricket from around the vale here at Pro Radio.
I've seen it before, it happens all the time. You're closing your eyes. Radio.
Memoria Cardiff and Glamorgan invite you to their Open Day on Saturday the 16th of May at their Memorial Park on Port Road East, starting with a concert at 11 a.m. from the Taff Healy Ladies Choir. Take a behind-the-scenes tour, meet the team, and explore the beautiful memorial grounds. Enjoy an Open Day exclusive offer with 10% off memorials when you attend, plus complimentary refreshments throughout your visit. Find out more at cardiffandglamorganmemorial.co.uk.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
Next time you need a room for a get-together, a board meeting, or that next big event, talk to the YMCA in Barry, as we've flexible spaces in a great location. We've rooms for small meetings, large conferences, and everything in between. YMCA Barry is great value too. We're easy to get to, we've plenty of on-site parking, we can even sort the catering. To make your event a success, book now at ymcabarry.org.uk.
Ever dreamt of being a radio presenter?
Visit broradio.fm/academy for upcoming courses for adults and young people too.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to bring you the cricket action. And I know we've had, particularly today, I was surprised earlier that we had a bit of rain. But it's been primarily quite good. I know Sunday was a little bit cooler than Saturday. However, it was still great cricket weather, and your teams from around the Vale, they were out in cricket action. So I'm going to bring you a selection of results from around the Vale, and I'm going to let you know what games them teams have got next week. So I'm going to start with the Vale County Cricket team, and their first 11, they were playing Ponthea's first 11, and they lost by 90 runs. Their seconds were playing Tau's firsts and they lost by 62 runs. The thirds were playing Llanath's seconds and they won by 32 runs. And the fourths were playing St. Fagans and they lost by 8 wickets. And coming up this weekend for the Vale County Cricket Club, their firsts, they're away at Macken's first 11. The second 11, they're at home to Monmouth's first, and that's at Corntown. And the third 11, they're away to Panteg's third. And the fourth 11, they're home to Radder's fifth, and that's at Wick Village Green. Barry Athletic were also in action with their firsts taking on Whitchurch and Heath's seconds, and they lost that by 42 runs. And their seconds, they were playing Llantwit Vadra and they lost that by 10 wickets. But coming up for Barry Athletic, they're next away to Penturk's seconds, whereas the seconds are at home to Croesiliog's seconds. And Penarth were also in action, and their firsts, they were playing Usk's firsts and they won that by 2 runs. Whereas their seconds, they were taking on Macken's first and they won that by 96 runs. And their thirds, they were playing Upper Rhondda and they lost by 180 runs. And the fourths, they were playing Pencoed's firsts and they lost also by 180 runs. And then the fifths, they were playing Barry Wanderer's seconds and they lost by 1 wicket. But coming up for Penarth, their firsts, they're at home to Cardiff's firsts. The seconds, they're away to Blinders' firsts. And the thirds, they're at home to Bay Dragons' firsts. And Penarth's fourths, they're away to Ebervale's seconds. And Penarth's fifths, they're home at Glanwynog's seconds. So that brings you up to date with what's been going on with your selected Vale cricket teams. Up next, Bro Radio, we've got one of our local music artists, and this one is Kerry Dwin's Cauldron, Disco Rat, and Kerry Dwin's Cauldron are a DIY genre-defying four-piece band from Cardiff. Their music varies in style, and we will write songs about anything and everything, and Disco Rat is their debut single.
Now, rat. Night is over now, rat. Right on my shoulder now, disco rat. On the line to be rat. Scummy right, you see, rat. Stay in the night with me, disco rat.
You go. shoulder now, disco rat. I'm the light of you, rat. Scully righteously, rat. Stay in the night with me, disco rat.
So that was Disco Rat by Kerry Dwin's Cauldron. And staying with local news, we here at the Pro Radio, we've announced our finalists for the 2026 Community Awards as we again get ready to celebrate the very best of the Vale of Glamorgan. And this is now its third consecutive year, and the event will return to its original home at the Barry Memo Art Centre. And in case though you haven't seen the finalists in the Sports Club of the Year sponsored by Cardio Fitness category here. So the finalists are Barry Amateur Swimming Club, Barry Athletic Football Club, and Barry Rugby Football Club. So they're your three Sports Club of the Year finalists for the 2026 Community Awards, and it's going to be a fantastic event where the ceremony is in June, where it'll be announced the winner of the sports club, and the other community award winners will all be announced there. And it's fantastic to see all the sports clubs around the Vale of Glamorgan. And I know there's lots out there, and there's lots of other people out there and teams and clubs as well. And I think everybody involved in sport in the Vale should be extremely proud of what they do. But up next at Bro Radio, I had a chat about a look forward to, actually, of the Barry Island 10K coming up at Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Measles isn't just a rash. It can be very serious, especially for babies and toddlers. It can cause blindness, deafness, pneumonia and meningitis. It can also be fatal. Measles spreads easily through coughs and sneezes. In fact, one child with measles can infect 9 out of 10 unvaccinated children. If your baby is turning 1 soon, you'll be offered a measles, mumps, rubella and chickenpox vaccination for your child. Please, make sure you attend to protect your child and other families. For details, visit the Cardiff and Vale University Health Board website.
Glastonbury, the Vale's big live tribute festival, is back for 2026, with 22 amazing tribute acts performing across one massive weekend, with tributes to Pink, Foo Fighters, Tom Jones and Steps on the Saturday, and Coldplay, ABBA, Tina Turner and Queen on the Sunday. Check full listings online. Glastonbury 2026, in association with Synergy Scaffolding, live at Romilly Park on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th of July. Sponsored by forklift specialist Gary Watson Motor Co., CJCH Solicitors and Joe Ferriday Aesthetics. Book tickets now at glastonbury.com.
Learning to swim, whatever your age, is a vital life skill. Start your swim journey with Legacy Leisure. Whether you're an absolute beginner or are looking to learn new skills, make a splash in 2026 at one of our four fantastic swimming pools. We've availability right now at Cardiff International Pool, Barry, Penarth and Llantwit Major Leisure Centres. From 3 months upwards, it's never too soon or too late to learn. Book your free swim assessment online today at leisurecentre.com.
Shines like copper, but your work shoes are glistening. She's a PhD and I told you so. You've an idol and I'm not listening. She'll grab your Sandra Bullocks and slowly raise your knee. Don't marry her, have me. And the Sunday sun shines down on San Francisco Bay. bathroom's always clean. She's a roamer in just hiding things. You've a bursting low steam. And the sock smell of angels, but your life smells of green. Don't marry her, have me. And the Sunday sun shines down on San Francisco Bay. And you realize you can't make it anyway. You have to wash the car, take the kiddies to the park. Don't marry her, have me. Sun shines down on San Francisco Bay, and you realize you can't make it anyway. You have to wash the car, take the kiddies to the park. Don't marry her, have me.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And earlier today, I managed to catch up with Rachel Madge, who's the senior coordinator for Run for Wales, as we started looking forward to the Barry Island 10K. So the Barry Island 10K takes place on Sunday, and the 10K race itself kicks off at 10 a.m. with the hope that everyone will be finished by 12:30. And Rachel was telling me that this is now the sixth year that they've done the Barry Island 10K, and there's going to be over 4,500 runners at this event, and it's been going since 2018. So I know my maths isn't great, but there's a few years gap there, but that's the sort of the COVID effect, as I'm calling it there, which is why it's not any further alliterations of the 10K. And It's going to be an absolute fantastic event, and you've probably seen all the yellow signs around the, telling you which roads are going to be closed, and telling you that the roads are going to be closed from 9 till 2. And Rachel was telling me that's going to be the longest that they could be closed for, and as soon as they can sort of start opening up bits of the roads, that you'll see that they will. But she did sort of say that if there was anybody needed any information about the road closures, or if there was anything that you're not sure about, then you can email barryisland10k .co.uk. You can have a look on there, and there's links on there, and if you is an emergency, as the road closure, and you still need to get out, then things can be hopefully put in place there for you. But they're also sort of grateful to all the sponsors that they get for this Barry Island 10K, and to the residents of Barry as well, who make actually the support of the event a fantastic fantastic event there as well. And part of it is one of their charity sponsors is Cancer Research for Wales, and there's over 120 runners of the Cancer Research for Wales, and every penny that they save make there actually stays in Wales for the Welsh research into cancer research. And I think that's absolutely fantastic. But it's not just the cancer research charities. There's people running for all sorts of charities, and there's people running for all sorts of reasons. And as Rachel was saying, people seem to love the Barry 10K. Even though it's a little bit hilly in places, which I was not glad to hear. They seem to keep coming back to it, and it looks like that it's hopefully going to stay as a fixture on the 10K events, but that's with support of local businesses, local people, and a big shout out to the residents who it does sort of impact some of the day, having some of the road closures as well. But there also another shout out that she said for the volunteers that help out. So there's 100 strong team of volunteers, and they'll do everything from manning the bag drops to lining the route, cheering on at certain points, the water stations, giving out the t-shirts, giving out the medals, and just sort of keeping people going and cheering them out on as they go around. And they're affectionately called the extra milers. And there's still some spaces if people want to volunteer, so they can email volunteers@runforwales.org and they can find out how to get involved there if that's something you feel that you want to get involved and help doing as well. But there's lots of roles for volunteers, and I know that they, without volunteers, and I say this about a lot of the sports activities that take place around the Vale, without the volunteers, sometimes the activities just wouldn't happen, or they couldn't happen to the scale that they do. And it's not just the extra mile of volunteers that that man the water stations and give medals and the t-shirts and clap and support you as you go along. You know, we get a lot of resident support there, and they're out in their droves, and it, you can't underestimate the power of people cheering you on there as well. I know in around the halfway stage, so which is going to be about Romley Park, where there's the water station, there's going to be entertainment there, there's going to be people out there, music going on, and just keeping people sort of spirits high and motivated to keep going. I think that's going to be the halfway stage, so that's where people are going to start. Well, personally for me, that's probably where I'm going to be rethinking my life choices for the second time in the day. And there'll probably be at least one more thought of that whilst I'm getting into the finish line. But what's really exciting about the 10K this year is Gwylfach y Ffôr. It's the Welsh language event, and that's actually on the same weekend as the Barry Island 10K as well, and they're over the island on the Saturday, but they're also going to be out there on the Sunday, so spectators can take in the Welsh language music and arts that are going on there as well. And when you finish the race, you can just sort of take in the sights and the sounds and everything that's going on. And I think it's going to be okay. I mean, not too sure yet about the weather. Who knows? But I think this time of year, like, it's best not to plan for what the weather's going to be. I'm certainly going to wait until Sunday morning to see what it's doing. And with that in mind, yes, my training is still ongoing. A few people might have seen me running up for the Millennium on there. And yes, I am okay. Even if I don't look like I'm okay, I'm doing fine on there. And I'm hoping to complete the 10K. And that's one thing that we were talking about as well, is not to put yourself up against anybody else. Don't compare yourself to anyone else. I mean, the only thing to do is just to compare yourself to yourself on there, because different people run at different paces and they do lots of different things and at different ages. So it's nice to get good times in, but you've also got to look after yourself as well. And there's always medical people on hand at these events. I know there's certainly going to be medical people there if you're not feeling well at the finish line. I would say that if you don't feel well, make sure you get yourself checked out when you finish doing events like these as well. That's a big thing, and you know if you're not feeling quite right. But that is what to look forward to in the Barry Island 10K. And once again, I'm hoping it's going to be a fantastic event. Talking about how bigger it's got since it first started, and how bigger running in general has got. I mean, I think that's thanks to more initiatives and things, certainly like the park run. But running's one of those you don't really need any technical equipment to get started. You just need a pair of trainers and a positive attitude. And a lot of people, the first step and the hardest step is actually putting them trainers on and going out the front door and starting to do a run. And once you've done that, then you get the buzz for it and you just want to keep going on there. So it's such an accessible sport for everybody. And if you're thinking of you've been inspired by this, then you can go onto the Run for Wales .org website and you can see sort of the different events that they've got going on there as well. So they look after a lot of the different running events on there. So that's almost time here on the Monday Night Sports Show, but I've still got a few things to talk to you about in a few minutes.
Well, there's no
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And is there a sports team, sports club or sport that I'm not talking about here that's happening in the Vale? Then what you need to do is get in touch with me using the email sport@broradio.fm. So that's sport@broradio.fm. Or you can find us on the social medias and get in touch with me and tell me all about this sport or sports team or club that I'm not talking about. Or is there a fantastic volunteer at this sports club that you think without the you wouldn't be able to do the event? Or is there somebody who you think is just so a coach or somebody who's just so fantastic at what they do? So I could ask you all about what you do at this sports club, or if it's a sport I've not heard about before, I can ask you about all the rules and laws about that game. Better still, I could invite you along here to Pro Radio headquarters and you could tell the people of the Vale all about this sport that you find so fantastic and explain to others why you think they should give it a go. But up next, at Pro Radio, we've got another fantastic evening show with Patrick.
And you can dance for inspiration. Come on.
Be loved. Pro Radio.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motor Factors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motor Factors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motor Factors. Visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
Everyone is welcome at the Llandwit Major More Than Food Hub, and we'd love you to join us on the third Thursday of every month. You'll get to meet community groups and local organisations as they all gather at the CF61 Centre. There's free advice and support. You can meet other residents over a nice cup of tea. And there's the chance to take in some fresh air in the lovely CF61 Gardens. Visit Llandwit Major's More Than Food Hub between 12:30 and 2:30 on the third Thursday each month at the CF61 Centre on Station Road.
Oz, I found him!
The dreamer?
Yeah, music is coming to Pilar! Real live, get down, funky rock and roll music!
Then where do we find him?
At the Paget Rooms, Pilar! We will rock you the musical!
When, Brit?
The 13th to the 16th of May!
Can we get tickets?
Get them now at www.ticketsource.co.uk/pods!
And the dream lives on!
Long live rock and roll!
On FM,
DAB,
Smart Speaker,
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.